September 5th, Russ Frays.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Russ Frays has pastored several churches in both Texas and Colorado. He has been in ministry more than 50 years, he has been married more than 50 years, and he's built Bible schools in more than 50 countries. In 1992, he founded the Rocky Mountain Bible Institute. Russ is also the founder and president of Joshua Ministries International, a ministry whose vision statement is training the next generation of church leaders. Joshua Nations now has more than 161,000 students studying in more than 7,000 schools in 58 nations and 60 languages. But that's not even close to the limit of Russ's wide experience. Listen to this.
If you open the runways of your heart, God will land spiritual treasures there. Russ gazed at the congregation of his first pastorate, a country Baptist church in Texas. While he attended seminary, he served and loved the people. And as several gathered at the altar, his heart swelled. But a woman's screeching wail shattered the peace. He had never heard anything like it. He scanned the crowd. It was a woman in the congregation named Selma. Her face was contorted and she flailed violently, and Russ had no idea what to do. As she shrieked, people slipped out of the church, and Russ didn't blame them. Desperate, Russ told the woman's husband, Charlie, to take Selma home. "Call me if you need me," Russ said. He hoped Charlie wouldn't call at all. But after service, Russ had barely stepped inside the parsonage when the phone rang. "Don't let it be Charlie," he prayed. It was Charlie. Russ met him at his trailer, and Charlie opened the rickety screen door and said, "Russ, she's gone mad." Selma stood behind the tall farmer, her eyes red, wild, and unfocused. Her head flopped all over, and her red hair flew about. Now what? Russ had heard that if you hollered at a demon in Jesus' name, it would leave. So he gathered his bravado and puffed out his chest. "Get out of there, you filthy foul creature." Selma glared. Russ felt a hand on his left shoulder. Expecting to see Charlie, he turned. But Charlie watched from the kitchen. A gentle voice spoke from deep inside Russ. "Just slow down and be quiet, and I'll show you what to do. This is the demon of lust. Just take authority over it and cast it out." Selma writhed. The hairs on the back of Russ's neck stood up. "Come out of her right now in the name of Jesus." His voice was firm, but his knees trembled. In that moment, Selma went limp. Then she drew a long breath, raised peaceful blue eyes, smiled and said, "So glad to have you, Pastor." Big Charlie then shot a pastor a look of disbelief. Russ shrugged. Relieved, he was ready to get out of there, but the demonic voice spoke again. Charlie told Russ, "When her eyes get red, that's another demon." Russ cringed. Selma sprang off the bed, got a few inches from Russ's face, and glared at him through blood-red eyes. The Holy Spirit then whispered to Russ, "This is a spirit of rage." Russ answered, "Come out, spirit of rage, in the name of Jesus." Selma immediately went limp, and again, her blue eyes returned to normal. She looked at him and said, "That sure was a mighty good message you preached tonight, Pastor," as if nothing had just happened. The conversation continued until yet again, another demonic episode ensued. The arteries on her neck popped out and her eyes again turned red. For 2 hours, Russ battled demons as if he had been doing this his whole life. That night, he did this 13 times. It was just like Jesus had promised in John 14:26. "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things." Sometime later, Russ flew into the Los Angeles airport after dark. Lighted runways below grabbed his attention. "Without those runways, planes could not land," God said. "It's the same with your heart. It's full of runways on which I desire to land my spiritual realities. But if you don't allow me access to the runways of your heart, I cannot fulfill my purposes, plans, and pleasures in your life. Surrender completely to me and watch what we can do together. Over the years, Russ learned to open more runways in his heart. God gave him more spiritual gifts, and commanding demons was just one of them. Because of this, God has used Russ in so many ways to touch thousands of lives all over the planet. What runways are closed in your heart today? If you open the runways of your heart, God will land spiritual treasures there.
More than 50 years of ministry, more than 50 years of marriage, and Bible schools built in more than 50 countries of the world. Who does that? They just don't make men of God like that anymore today. Or do they? Hey guys, my name is Mike Mott, and today is September 5th, and I'm coming to you from Jerusalem. You know, I had the great privilege of knowing Pastor Russ Fraze, and he was the real deal. There aren't very many men like Pastor Russ. But as I listened to his story today, I asked myself, what was it that motivated Russ to accomplish all of these great things with his life? And as I processed that, I realized this game-changing factor. Russ wasn't motivated to accomplish all of those great things with his life. Rather, his true motivation every single day was to yield fully his heart and his life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And that's what he did. He continued to learn and to grow and to serve in many ways that most of us would never do. And this is the challenge for us today, guys. I believe that God has so much for you, so many plans and purposes and treasured truths and things that he wants to accomplish through you. He has more for us than we will ever access because we never allow him full access to every part of our heart and our lives. And this is the game-changing factor. This is how those mighty men of God are made, still to today. So will you allow Jesus full access to your heart and to your life? You'll never be disappointed. The reward is beyond your comprehension. It's a lot of work, but the rewards are eternal. God bless you guys. Have a great day.